kick into the No Sweat News, now available as a podcast over at WRAT.com. Three more stories come your way to gear you up Friday for that quiz. Are you ready?
Yes, indeed.
All right. Story number one, we take things to Dateline England. And we have two good stories here, and one kind of like, woo, off the rails. But the two good ones start like this. Dateline England, where a young kid named Joseph Beer, who also has ADHD, has been cycling around his Cambridgeshire, tidying things up now. Now, residents have raised almost £800 for him to buy new equipment.
Wow.
And Joseph says a lot of people have said, well done, thank you, and told me how much a difference it's making.
Good kid.
Joseph was forced to spend more time in his neighborhood due to the coronavirus lockdown, and he began to notice road signs that were either dirty or blocked by trees and hedges.
Oh.
So he uses a trailer that he made with his dad, Mark, to carry a pair of branch cutters and some cleaning equipment, and goes out on his bike most of the days. Joseph said it was amazing how overgrown and untidy the town was before he started all this. So he's actually going out there and cleaning up his own neighborhood. And it's a lot of people have been saying it's incredible how much difference it makes.
Well, good for that young man.
Joseph Beer, kudos to you, my brother.
Mm-hmm.
Second story here. We actually have a couple of states, mostly in Jersey, this one goes on here, where a lady named Judy Spires, she is the CEO of King's Food Markets, and she started to provide her own personal phone number for shoppers who take issues with the store's mandatory mask policies to discuss the matter further and address any concerns before they escalate here.
Oh, okay.
She says this
personal
is
phone number?
Personal
That's
phone number.
That's a mistake.
This is something that we really thought long and hard about, she says in an interview with the Today local newspaper here earlier this week, explaining that she'd rather bear the brunt of an unruly shopper than put that responsibility on her employees.
All right.
Crazy, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's nuts.
She's also saying, I don't want our associates put in any kind of situation where they had to deal with a customer that was refusing to wear a mask. And this is how it works. Shoppers who arrive without a face covering at any of the King's 25 locations, mostly in New Jersey, are provided with a small packet containing a complimentary mask, as well as a note containing a message from Judy saying, thank you for choosing King's, where the safety of you and our valued associates is my number one priority.
Oh.
State executive order, please wear this enclosed mask while in our store. We appreciate your commitment to keeping us all healthy and safe. But if there's anything I can do for you, please don't hesitate to call me.
Oh, my God. This woman's got courage. I'll say it in a nice way.
And her phone number's right at the bottom of that
note. I know. But you know how many awful calls. Half of them are probably going to be coming from you. Isn't disgusting calls at 2 o'clock in the morning that we can't even say on the air.
Yo, King's Food Mark, you guys got beer down there, dude? You smart, man.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy, crazy, crazy. Mm. And lastly, this was my favorite story out of all three here, even though very nice ones that were going on there.
Aww.
Dateline, Germany. Story number three, Berlin's brothels, that's right, the brothels, were allowed to reopen last week after months of closure due to the coronavirus restrictions, but full-on sex is still off-limits. Instead, the clients looking for sexual healing in the German capital will have to make do with erotic massages until regulations are further relaxed in September.
Oh, wow.
It's not even just the clients who have been left frustrated by the partial easing of regulations here. At the brothel where a longtime sex worker named Jana does her trade, beds have been made, animal print pillows fluffed, and fresh flowers placed in vases. But Jana, she's 49. Yep, she's still doing that work at 49. Is looking forward to next month when she can offer the full service again. She says sex work has been banned in Berlin since mid-March as a part of efforts to control the spread of the virus. But in July, several dozens of prostitutes armed with inflatable sex dolls staged a protest outside the House of Parliament in Berlin, complaining that continued restrictions were preventing them from making a living and pushing their trade underground.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
I would just want to see all the inflatable sex dolls in front of the House of Parliament. There.
This is nuts.
Don't forget, prostitution is legal and regulated in Germany, with the country's 40,000 registered sex workers entitled to employment, contracts, and Social Security benefits.
Well, there you go.
So,
Well,
they want sex back out in Germany.
Listen, those Germans, they've been locked up for a long time, okay? They're feeling quite randy.
This damn virus, what?
You know.
Holy smokes.
What can you do?
There you go with those three stories. If you miss any this week, don't sweat it. Get over to WRT.com. They're all going to be put up in the podcast section so you can study up for that quiz on Friday that could land you a couple of those rat bandanas and a nice short stack of New Jersey Lottery scratch-offs.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.